Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guest today is Harv Sporowska, here to discuss the survey that he recently conducted here in Knoxville on behalf of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. Harv, thanks for coming in to talk with me today. You recently completed a survey here. Can you kind of explain what exactly the survey was and what the purpose is?
Well, the purpose is to garner information or input from the business community and to determine what makes a growing, effective chamber. And I was asked by a board member if I'd be willing to call on some of the business community, and I agreed to at no compensation. It was strictly volunteer. The survey was conducted in late February and through the month of March, and I just recently finished collating the information and writing a report, which was given to the Chamber Board Wednesday morning, and it will also be given to the City Council next Monday evening. And I asked that the board send copies of the report to all the businesses that I contacted, and many of the businesses are non-members, so and some that are new businesses but haven't been called on. So it was an outreach program also on behalf of the chamber, connecting with the business community.
Sure. And you asked a couple different questions. Can you talk about the questions that you asked?
Sure. The first question is, what do you think of the Knoxville Chamber? And of that, 43% thought they were doing a good job. They're on the right track. 40%, however, said, I don't know what they do. They didn't know anything about their operations. And 17% were dissatisfied or feel they're on the wrong track.
Okay.
So, and that second question is, what concerns do you have about the Knoxville Chamber? And the third open-ended question, what do you want the chamber to become, be, or do? So there wasn't any right or wrong answer to the question, just what they thought, their perceptions of the chamber.
Sure. And what is the ultimate goal of this survey?
Well, hopefully the chamber will board will look at it, and there are certain things that I suggested at the end after collating information. One of the things that they seriously need to look at is hiring a director. Right now, the chamber lacks a face. It's not visible in the community. Another problem or concern that was brought up is that the chamber needs to define their purpose and their function. In other words, what is the mission and vision? Right now, there is some question, even among the board members, are we fulfilling our purpose? Are we meeting the needs of the business community? Are we meeting the needs of the Knoxville community? So they need to determine that. The third major concern, and this really came out as a result of the first question, communication problems. You have 40% of the businesses saying, I'm not sure what the chamber does. I don't know anything about it. So if you put that with those, the 17% that found that they were dissatisfied, now that is kind of a super majority.
Sure.
And so the outreach needs to be implemented, and on a personal level, emails and things of this nature are important. It's nice to get information out, but everything needs to be personal as well. You need to get out and meet your customers and find out what is creating satisfied or dissatisfied customers. Successful businesses survey their customers all the time. So that was one of the reasons I agreed to do this on a volunteer basis, is to help the chamber out and ascertain their current status, get a pulse of the community at large, and then give them some suggestions or ideas that they may want to focus on. One of the others is prioritizing what they do. Don't get involved in many events. Those are time-consuming, can be costly, and oftentimes the effect of them is minimal. Although I must say that nothing is successful the first time. You have to be persistent, but really define what is the purpose. What are we wanting to do? Many of the people that I contacted said, focus on the businesses. Save what we've got. Recruit new businesses. And, of course, I called on the major employers of Knoxville, being 3M and Hormel, Weiler's, the Knoxville School District, the City of Knoxville, Shin Trucking, and, of course, multiple businesses. And the point I want people to understand is that sometimes some people would tell me the community is dying. Well, that is a perception. And we have lost population, and that's a concern, obviously. But I would not interject anything during the interview, only at the end of people, and there were a lot of them that would say that. Then I would have to illustrate, you know, communities our size would love to have the natural heritage we have here, mm-hmm. the infrastructure for transportation. But to have a 3M, a Hormel, a Weiler, an airport, a school district that is effective, city services, police and ambulance and fire rescue and recreational, and again, the natural heritage, a local hospital, and again, the racetrack, that's a lot.
Right.
And a lot of people would say, geez, we would love to have that in our community. We one of those,
right.
You know, one a 3M or a Hormel or a Weiler or a Shin Trucking. So there's a lot to be hopeful about and trumpet our successes and our great assets, but acknowledge the deficiencies and working together. Again, I talked to the board and I told them that there isn't going to be any one person riding into the community on a white horse and going to save the community. It's everybody's role to participate and make the community and its quality of life that much better, and be inviting and attracting new families and outside concerns to consider locating in Marion County and specifically in Knoxville.
Sure. And is it safe to say that community members here were eager to share their input with you?
Very much so. And that was very gratifying and not surprising. I told the people right away up front, I'm not a bill collector and I'm not selling memberships. I'm seeking something really important, your thoughts, your ideas. And they were very open. And in the report, I use quotations from individuals, but it's in confidentiality sense that I did not identify the person saying the quote. It's not important who said what, it's important what was being said.
Sure.
And that's what I hope that the Chamber Board will review and strongly consider what is being said.
And what are your overall thoughts on the results of the survey and how things worked out?
I thought it turned out well. There's information, it like all surveys, you want to find out what we're doing well and what needs improvement. And I think that comes out quite nicely and loud and clear. I will tell you again, I received no compensation for this, and I'm not going to pretend that it's a scientific survey. There's no demographics, there's no quote percentages or rating people how they like this service or that service. It was just three open-ended questions so that they could share their thoughts. Some would talk maybe 15 minutes, some a little less. On the average, probably upwards to a half hour, some 45 minutes. I had a couple that went well over an hour. As long as they were speaking and wanted to be participative in it and share their thoughts, I was good with that.
So they were all face-to-face interviews. It wasn't a questionnaire that you put in their mailbox.
Correct. And that's why you have the big response, too.
Sure.
And but again, it was an outreach project, too, as a way, this is from the Chamber. I'm acting on behalf of the Chamber. What do you think? What are your concerns? What are your ideas?
Sure. And what kind of feedback did you get from the Chamber Board this morning?
Very good. They're interested. Of course, I just gave a very, very brief overview of the project, and then I gave them copies of the report. So they're reviewing those copies now, and hopefully they will consider what was being said and review it. It doesn't do any good to have these projects and then let them gather dust. We've had other good projects, the RDG Strategic Plan, the Iowa Architectural Foundation Group when they were here, and sometimes those projects, the information that was garnered is put on a desk or on a bookshelf and not acted on. I hope that they take it to heart. It's what their customers are saying. It's not what Harv Sprafka was saying. I just asked the questions, transcribed what they said, and then collated the information and wrote the report. That was my part.
Sure. Anything else you'd like to add?
That's it. Thank you very much for allowing me to sit down and share the information with you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Harv. Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIA, KRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIA, KRLS.